Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever prayed for peace? Ed Hamada has prayed for peace, and God has given peace to him. He's here to share with us about that prayer and about God's answer, that and more. We live in a world of turmoil, don't we? And peace, oh, peace is ever more desired. Dear friend, today, do you have peace? Is your heart still in the midst of the changes and challenges, the vicissitudes of life, those things that we could never have prepared for, we could never have predicted, but they happen, they take us, and they shock us. Well, that's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Prince of Peace, He who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the Prince of Peace, Christ Himself, calls you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Him? Is your heart unsettled? Are you in a place of turmoil? It need not be that way. Not today, not tomorrow. Oh, not if you come and surrender your troubles to the Lord Jesus. He will give you peace. Ed Hamada was born in Honolulu. He's been married to Arlene for over 47 years. An accountant, he's now retired. He's been retired for almost 2 decades. They have 2 daughters, Jaina and Cheryl, and 3 grandchildren. Ed, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Where did you grow up? I mentioned born in Honolulu, but where in Honolulu? And let's talk about what that was like.
I grew up in the area of Kapahulu, Kaimiki. And that was the extent of it. Close to Iolani School, Close to the golf course. Mm-hmm. And that's where I grew up.
Sounds like a Kapahulu Avenue, very close
almost
to there.
Very close, yes.
What was it like? What do you remember?
Oh, I used to walk everywhere I went. Like, I had to walk to church. So, as you said, Kapahulu Avenue, I went down Date Street, All the way over to Kapahulu, almost all the way to Montserrat.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My growing up years. As a believer or as a, well, active?
Both.
Well, I guess I don't have any one particular person, but I know that Eleanor Kingman was one of my inspiration. She taught us everything. She taught us manners, how to date girls, how to sit at the table. She would try to culture us.
What did she teach you about sitting at the table? I still need to learn some of these things.
Oh, the placement of the utensils.
Okay.
Okay, and which ones to pick up first, last. Also, if you have a date, what are you supposed to do? Make sure you take out the chair for her and sit there first, and then you sit down, and then you could work your way in to using the utensils, and she would teach us how to use it and what to do.
What was her position, Ed? Was she at the church? How did you know her?
Oh, she was a Christian education director. She was a single person, I think born and raised in Shanghai. But she was a missionary from the Church of the Open Door, and she ministered to the to us kids at Kabulu Bible.
Wow, missionary from the church, so connected to the Bible Institute of Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she must have been there when some great preaching was coming from the church at the Open Door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian through, I was invited to an ISCF banquet, that's Interschool Christian Fellowship, the baby of IVCF. And so I went, I heard the message. That was a Saturday night. Sunday night, I went to Kapu'ulu Bible Church, and I was asked to make a decision for Christ based on that. And a person by the name of Frank Ling led me to the Lord. I made a commitment to him.
What did Frank say? What was that? Do you remember what that moment was like?
Not really. I just had to accept Christ as my Savior, because I learned later on that, you know, we're supposed to tell a message. It's God or Jesus that leads you to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that happened.
The Lord. How old were you at that time?
I was 17. Mm-hmm.
How did your relationship with Christ make a difference in your life?
Now or before?
Before.
Before. Okay, I went immediately into the Word. God gave me a hunger for his Word. That's why for about 2 or 3 years, I went through the Bible from cover to cover with Eleanor Kingman as my sole teacher, one-on-one, every Saturday, maybe from about 10 to 12. She would sit down patiently and go through the Bible verse by verse. So I got to know all the characters in the Old Testament. So anytime my wife would ask, want a question about the Old Testament history, she would ask me.
How did you meet Arlene?
Oh, I met her through an IVCF. It must have been a InterVarsity Christian Fellowship camp. And, of course, us guys, we always were looking for a date or someone to pair up with. When I went, I had just come back from military service. So the word was out, don't meet Ed Hamada. He wants a wife. He doesn't want a girlfriend. So that's how I started. I started with a disadvantage from all the other guys. The other guys just wanted, you know, a good time, have fun, but not me. They said, watch out. He wants to settle down.
How old were you at that time, Ed?
About 21, 22. Yeah. Well, maybe older, you know, because we got married when I was about 28.
How about your career in accounting? How did you find that? Yeah, how did you choose that?
Okay, I wanted to go into Christian Ed work after I became a believer. But my father nixed that. He said, you can go to choice of three schools, University of Hawaii, or the University of Hawaii. And your major, you have choice of majors too, engineering. Well, that didn't sit well with me. I wanted to go into Christian Ed, so.
At least he gave you choices.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure David would give you a choice too, right? But that's how I started. So I didn't do too well at the university, so I went into the service first. And there in the service, I took some University of Maryland courses, and accounting seems to have caught my eyes, so I came back to the university with a GI Bill, majored in accounting.
Mm-hmm. What was it that caught your attention with accounting?
The numbers. I'm a numbers person. I could just sit there all day doing numbers, especially taxes. I could sit there for 24 hours just doing taxes.
Really?
Nothing but taxes. And then I didn't feel tired at all.
It energized you, or kept you going.
I don't know. Just wow. the numbers.
Did you go with a firm? Did you have your own firm?
No, I didn't. I didn't go into public accounting, but I could do taxes. You know, that was great. So I did taxes on the side. In fact, I did taxes for a few Christian brothers and sisters, and gratis, no charge.
So you do taxes for work, and you do taxes for fun.
Yes, I'd love it.
You love it.
Some people say you're crazy.
And you can hear him. You can hear him. I want you to envision what Suzanne and I are seeing. He is smiling. He is speaking with delight, almost an endearment missing that you're not. Do you still do taxes? You still help people?
I still enjoy it. I don't help people anymore.
Well,
I just do my own.
We're talking to Ed Hamada. I can't say that I've ever spoken to accountants. I would imagine there's a passion that's there. But I've never heard someone, Suzanne, say that he could do it for 24 hours.
Danny.
And he's smiling and he's delighting in it.
Our son, Stephen, does accounting. And I have never seen him approach the joy that I'm seeing with Ed today. Well, he might like it. But he doesn't love it like you, Ed.
Well, I think we have a new or maybe a more refined definition of passion. And we have him here, Ed Hamada, with us. When we come back, we'll talk more. You know, as we say here on our program, it's just a relaxed time. You know, just talking,
talk
sharing,
story.
Heart to heart. Ed, I've known Ed for many years. Ed's a friend of my dad. He did mention my dad, David. But his dad gave Ed's dad gave him choices. Hey, Lee said, you know, you could go to University of Hawaii, or University of Hawaii. I mean, at least he gave him a choice, right? When we come back, more joy, more passion, more talk. Maybe we could talk more about accounting. I think he'll make it dynamic.
No.
With that passion. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his
special
guests.
Well, if you really want to find out something about someone, you at some point want to get close to or maybe touch the nerve of their passion. I think we've done a little bit about that in our last segment before our break, talking to Ed Hamada. Ed is, he's had a career as an accountant. He mentioned that he could do taxes for 24 hours. I mean, it seems to really energize him. We laugh about it, but it's also laughter with a sense of awe.
Yes.
Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Ed Hamada in studio with us today. Passion. What are you, or what else, Ed, are you passionate about?
Well, I'm passionate about spending time with God, and to me, I need to spend time 24/7 if I can, just talking to Him, because I'm a believer that God is always with us. That's not a problem, but am I with Him? Mm-hmm. That is a problem. Mm-hmm. So I used to tell my girls my youngest went to UCI, so I would tell her, you know what, when you get there, it's not about God being with you, it's you being with God. I think that is more important, because when you're with God, you're talking to Him, you know, and God is in your heart already, so that's not going to be a problem. But the problem is, are you with God? So that was my theme to her during the 4 or 5 years that she was away. Are you with God? You know.
10 years ago, you came upon a book.
Yes.
Tell us that story.
Okay. It was a book given to my wife, Arlene, through Charlotte Yamada. She gave her a book called Daybreak by Henry Nouwen. And since she wasn't reading it, I decided to pick it up and read it. And I was just amazed at what the life that Henry Nouwen lived. He was really practicing the presence of Christ. And I think that phrase, practicing the presence of God, or is also Brother Lawrence's theme. Mm-hmm. And he's also a Catholic. And, you know, I was just, wow, that's great. PPC or PPG. I got to do that. You know, and mm-hmm. so I started to do that too, trying to, as much as possible, practice the presence of God, okay?
What is that like? Describe it for us.
Well, in everything that you do, say, think, God is with you, and you have to know that. It doesn't matter whether it's good, bad, or ugly, because my feeling is, in the theater of my mind, God is there. He hears everything. He knows everything. And I just like that. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Most of the time it's bad, because I have a two nature, a sinful nature and a spiritual nature. And, you know, John 3:3 really strikes home, because I know that I'm a sinner, okay? Mm-hmm. And sin is enjoyable. You know, and sometimes sin is uncontrollable. We get angry, we cuss, we curse. That's another reason why I also like the fruit of the Spirit. I keep telling my wife, you know, the three fruit, they're all one fruit, but I tell her the three aspects that I have a hard time with is kindness, goodness, and gentleness. I tell her, I struggle with those when it comes to you, because it's so easy to not be gentle, not be kind, and not be good, because I'm with you the whole time. You know, I get angry. My personal feelings come into play, and I think that's not so good. So I I tell her about that. And in line with practicing the presence of God, you know, I have to remind myself that I'm a sinner. So 1 John 1:9 is always in my mind. I confess. I know I'm a sinner. I've said that to my Sunday school class too. You know, because can't help it. I have a degenerate body. I don't have a heavenly body yet. So I kind of look forward to a transformed body. I'm so thankful for those who went ahead of me. They're in heaven watching me, like Eleanor Kingman, Bill Steeper. You know, they're all great ambassadors of God, and I know they're up there waiting for me, and sometimes I want to go up there too.
In the book of Hebrews talks about so great a cloud of
witnesses, absolutely.
And I think about I remember my mom, you know, when I was a kid growing up, my mom would, I know her voice, you know, if I'm playing sports or I could hear her and she would be cheering for me, even if things were rough. And I just think about the great cloud of witnesses, you know, if we were in an arena of sorts, I kind of have that picture. And well, maybe Eleanor, maybe it would very well be Bill Steeper and others, I guess, joining Isaiah and Ezekiel and the Apostle Paul and others saying, Ed, go,
yes.
Keep going.
Yes,
keep
going. Run the race. Yeah.
You know, Ed, something I want to touch on and perhaps emphasize is you're sharing with us that Christ is in you. When I was the Christian Ed teacher at Kamehameha, I loved sharing with the Keiki that it isn't that Christ is beside you. He's in us. If we invite him into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, he is in us. And that just makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. You bet. There's a book, My Heart, Christ's Home.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been to every room, even the cupboard where I have hidden things.
Explain that further.
Well, you know, in our hearts, I think we say Christ is in our hearts, but there's some things that we cherish and we don't want Christ to know because we're ashamed.
Maybe just one room, but
yes.
There is that one room.
Uh-huh, that's that one room. Absolutely. So it's
a closet? A closet, maybe?
Yes, definitely.
It's a sin that so easily besets us, you know. That's why I like it when I know that God is in the theater of my mind. If I'm thinking evil, he heard it. Loud and clear. I don't have to say it. I think it and he hears it. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of Psalm 139, where he knows what we're going to say before we say it. He knows. Have you got that, Ed? Good for you. Psalm 139.
Yes.
Share with us.
Okay. Psalm 139 from verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I wake and I am still with you. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
I can sin today and God is still with me. That's so amazing. He's going to be with me tomorrow, too.
And during the break, Danny, he shared with me that if he does wake during the night, he takes that opportunity to go to prayer. So, Ed, you really are living out that personal relationship with Jesus 24/7. And that's such a message for our listeners.
How has that impacted you emotionally?
I wouldn't say it impacted me emotionally. Well, yeah, I do a lot of crying, even in public. I think Arlene knows when I'm going to cry. So even when there's a speaker up there and he's speaking, and there is something emotional and something that touches my heart, and it's godly, and I know God is working, yeah, I hold back my tears. And I keep telling him, don't let me cry now. Mm-hmm. People are going to see me. But, you know, he does it anyway.
Were you always like that? Or did you change?
Emotionally?
Yes.
I wouldn't say I was always like that, no. I think when I became a Christian, it was more prominent, and it became more real to me because I could feel the pulse of the person who was emotionally elated or sad. So the empathy was there. So God gave me a lot of empathy. I really appreciate that, you know.
And it is a gift. It's a gift.
Mm. You've retired from your accounting practice business for a good 18 years plus. How has the Lord worked in your life in your retirement years?
Okay, when I was 40, I had some hard times. That's when I prayed to God the three things I wanted Him to give me. And one was money would be no problem. Secondly, I would be in good health. And the third one was peace. The reason I asked for health was because during that hard time, I began to stutter. I was a wreck, you know, like for about 6 months. 3 months, for about 3 months, I was on pins and needles. Because I guess I relied on my working hard and creating a resource for my family. But that was swept out from under my feet, and so I took it really tough.
Swept out from under his feet. You talk about a difficult moment. I mean, the man was trying. The man was doing what every father, what every husband ought to be doing, or in the best way he knew how at that time. But when we come back from our break, you know, we do this at the Good Life Program. We do go, we talk about life in its fullness, which means the joys and the ups, and yet the lows and the sorrows and the pains. But again, that's it. That's just like what Ed Hamada is saying. The Lord is with us always, mm-hmm. even in those times.
Amen.
Pins and needles, stuttering. Have you prayed for good health? Have you prayed, dear one, my friend? Have you prayed for no financial worries? Well, you're not alone. You can be assured of that. Have you prayed for peace? When we come back, more from Ed Hamada. Stay with us. Stay with us now. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Yes, indeed. As you do, well, I ask, I said, have you ever... You tried to do something really good that you thought needed to be done, and you did it, and it didn't work out. Maybe things failed. Maybe things got swept up from under your feet. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer with me, and our guest today, Ed Hamada. If you want to find out more about this program, get this particular podcast for free. You can do so at thegoodlifehawaii.com. This and other resources available again there at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Ed, before our break, you were talking about a very difficult time in life. Take us back to that. Get us caught up. This moment where you were doing things on your own you thought was good. What happened?
Okay, well, during the hard times, I did not turn to God. I knew about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Well, I don't recollect ever quoting that verse or having that verse come back to mind. So in a time that...
You're 40 years old at this time,
that time, mm-hmm. Right. And in Japanese culture, 40 years mm-hmm. is when you have bad luck, as well as 60. Mm. 61st and your 41st, especially if you don't throw a party. Mm. I didn't throw a party that year, so I'm thinking, wow, Satan is really getting after me, you know. He's going to stick it to me.
Is that Yakudoshi?
Yakudoshi.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I did not throw one, so I'm thinking, uh-oh, this is why it's happening.
But you were doing, at that time, you were doing things you felt you needed to do for your family, right?
Yes.
Good things, good plans in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it happened anyway. So, okay. So I had to start over again at age 40. I had to start where I was maybe 15 years before that. So I had to work my way up. It was quite a lot of pressure because I had my kids' tuition. Both of my girls were at Punahou. And that was a big sum. I had a mortgage. That was taxing. And so I was really stressed out. Mm. But, you know, not once. I don't remember ever taking God's promise of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I kind of, that's why I came across Psalm 139, where, you know, hey, God is going to be with you no matter what you do. He's going to be with you today, tomorrow, and forever. And so some of these verses came back to mind.
Now, you said you were on pins and needles.
Oh, yes.
Because you're praying for health, right?
I prayed for health. That's why I asked God to give me health, because I started to stutter. And I don't know, I just couldn't sleep for about 30 days.
Mm.
You know, that's what happens, I guess, when you rely on your own self and not on God. So when these things happen, God is not there, because he wasn't there to begin with. And so, wow, that's a wake-up call for me, you know. That's why I really appreciate the book that Henry Nouwen wrote. You got to be with God all the time. You have to be with him, you know, because he's with you already. You have to acknowledge his presence.
Acknowledging his presence.
Yes.
Right, so actually, forgive me, but God was there.
Yes.
But you were not acknowledging.
Absolutely.
Which, don't we all struggle with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why God gave me another thought. Said, are you thankful? Well, when something happens, how quickly do you thank God for it? Do you wait one day, 2 days, immediately? So I started to say, hey, you know what? Something good happens to me. I better start thanking God right away. Because the longer I take, that's how far away I am from God. And that's no good. No.
So it sounds like your life was turned upside down.
Oh, yes.
And you could relate with anyone today who may feel like the rug has just gone pulled out from under them.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Financially?
Financially, especially financially.
How did you come back, Ed?
I got
How did
job,
you build back up?
I had to go get jobs from different places. And there was one person that I went to work for. And I just would do the life insurance proposals for him. And he would give me the commissions. And I told him, you know what? That's not my client. That's yours. What are you doing? But, you know, it was not just a small amount. It was like $5,000 or more. But he would just give them to me. And what a godsend. I didn't really know him before I started working for him. But he was a great guy. You know, he's a believer. So I don't know whether I should mention his name.
So God brought people into your life at that time. How was it with you and Arlene during that very trying season?
I kind of feel sorry for her. She really went through a lot.
Was she teaching at that time, Ed?
Yes.
Okay, so you at least had the security.
Yes, we had one income.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't at Punahou.
No.
That would have helped.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Of course, with the girls there, right?
Yeah, with one tuition.
But, you know, we weren't living from paycheck to paycheck. We were living from two paychecks to two paychecks. So, you know, I know the feeling when people say, I can't do it on one paycheck. I need more than one. And I can feel for them, too, because that's how I was. We were like that for a long time. We penny-pinched quite a few times. And so today when I think about that, you know, whatever my wife wants, she gets.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take, Ed, would you say?
To recover.
Thank you for the recovery.
Mm.
Well, let's put it this way. The hatred for the three people that did it to me lasted at least 10 years. In other words, if they were to come into the church, I'd probably get up and move away. I probably wouldn't even invite them to church.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the hurt was really great. And took me about maybe 20 years before everything's okay.
But wow,
that's a long time.
We're hearing of forgiveness.
Yeah, forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. In God's grace and in his perfect time, he gave you forgiveness.
That's right.
Boy, that's a subject that our listeners need to hear.
And at the same time, 2 decades worth of time.
That's right.
In the process. Well, it points to the level of depth and resentment that was caused.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Absolutely.
How did you go through that process, Ed?
It was day to day. It was hard for me. Sometimes I just, ignore them, ignore their. I didn't want to have to do with that institution at all. Oh, at that time, too, I was told by my pastor staff that I had to leave all the friends I made there. I made friends with quite a few people during my 11 years there, but I had to leave them because they brought back memories, fond memories that would cause more depression on my part. And so I had to start with a brand new slate of friends. I couldn't see them. I couldn't talk to them. Can't contact them. Nothing. And the pastor told me I had to do that. But I said, that's hard to do. But I did it. And God gave me new friends. So...
In hindsight, Ed, do you agree that that was good counsel?
Yes.
Good.
Because I just celebrated my 75th anniversary birthday, and the people I invited, God gave me a whole slew of friends,
mm-hmm.
and they loved me.
You mentioned the word depression. If ever there was a time where people are depressed, of course people have been depressed for ages. Not to be a downer, to just say everyone is depressed all the time everywhere, but people get depressed. Today, someone is depressed. They might not even know how to explain it. It's a cold, dark place to be in.
Hopeless.
Hopeless. Sometimes it becomes a physical pain, even. And so that's why when we talk about depression, and we talk about the extreme of even, reflecting back on relationships that might trigger the thought of what has brought you down, and this concept of new friends.
Danny, when we come back, I have learned that Ed is a real prayer warrior.
Mm.
And I bet that's got to be a part of it, Ed. So maybe we can hear a little bit more after the break.
Well, let's see. Let's see how that has made a difference. And let's talk about that prayer. But just going back, sometimes depression doesn't go away with just a quick answer. It doesn't just go away with a quick scripture. It doesn't go away with someone admonishing you, hey, get better, do this, do that. It just doesn't go away that quickly. That's why we want to talk to someone who knows, someone who's gone through it. And we'll do just that. It's going to help you. It's going to help us. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, joining with me today. And Ed Hamada, hey, it's been one of those talks where you can feel the gravity of it, but I think we need to go here from time to time. I mean, we're talking about the subject of depression and just having the rugs pulled out from under you in life, but how also to come back. Ed Hamada has experienced the grace of God. It's taken years for this to take place. Find out more about this program, get this podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Ed, in this final segment, take us back to the years that it took for you to come through the depression that you went through.
Okay, I'd say it took about 20 years. But in those 20 years, I would go through the Psalms and the Proverbs. Billy Graham once had a program, and he said that you could go through the whole Psalms within 30 days, and that's by dividing 150 by 30, and that's five psalms. So you would take five psalms a day and one proverb. But after a while, I used to do that, and after a while I thought, you know what, quantity doesn't mean that much. It's quality. So I would go through the psalms and pick the psalm that meant something to me or met my needs at that time. But there were five of them. So if I couldn't find it in the first Psalm 1, I'd go to Psalm 31, and then Psalm 61, 91, and then 191, until I found a
121,
verse.
121, do you think?
Yeah, 121.
Yes.
Yeah, 30, 30, 30. Mm-hmm. And then one from Proverbs. But Proverbs is so loaded. You could just take two or three verses from Proverbs and that would satisfy, you know. And so I started to do that, only take one or two verses and mark my Bible as to where I left off.
Which Psalms and which Proverbs specifically really stand out to you as you reflect back?
I wouldn't know what going back, but in the process, I discovered Psalm 139. I have a background with the Navigators, mm-hmm. So Psalm 119, 9 and 11. Mm-hmm. How shall a young man cleanse his way? Mm-hmm. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important because God's word is God's word, period. You know, and what is the whole essence of the Christian life? If possible, not to sin against him. To love him. That's why Deuteronomy 6:4, 6, and 5 and 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all thy might, and with all thy strength. And so that's one of my life verses, as well as Psalm 139, Psalm 119, 9 and 11. And if I get stumped, and I can't find the answer, Psalm Deuteronomy 29:29. You know, the secret things belongs to God. If he wants you to to know them, he will reveal them to you. So I know one of my Sunday school teachers says, I know it. It's the secret things. I said, that's right. I don't need to know everything.
Why do you think, I'm asking this question after you said that. Well, why do you think the Lord allowed you to go through what you went through?
Oh, I think to give me peace.
To give you peace?
Yes. Because now nothing seems to bother me.
So he had three requests for financial, for health, and for peace. And in his perfect time and over a process, he's answered all three.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And I say, it's not wrong for you to ask God to bless you. In fact, I got that from a pastor, I think. He said, ask God to bless you. There's nothing wrong about it.
Actually, he delights in it. He delights in blessing us.
Mm-hmm. So I told him, bless me. And he did. And he does. He still is.
How did he bless you?
Well, with the peace, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I get to play with my grandkids now. I never thought of playing with dolls before, but I do. I never thought of being a student in my 5-year-old's class. She would tell me, okay, you sit there, you fold your hands, you listen, not a peep out of you. I would listen. So, you know, those are the delightful things I have.
You know, Ed, too, I don't want our listeners to miss your commitment to prayer. To our audience, just yesterday, Ed shared with me that our son, my son and grandson, have been in the Philippines for 17 days on a ministry trip. And Ed shared with me that he prayed every day for them. Mm. He prayed for our host. He has prayed for others. Share a little bit about your commitment to prayer, please, Ed.
Okay, when someone asks you to pray for them, I think you should take it to heart, pray for them, and you should also tell them that you're praying for them. I think it means everything to them. Because no use being a secret prayer warrior, because that's where the encouragement comes in. Wow, he's been praying for me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're family. We're part of God's family. We're in this all together. I have to love my brother no matter what. I have to love God, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. I know Randy Hongo was saying, I'm so happy when he had his cancer, he came out. He says, I delight in the Lord. And I thought, he has joy. Joy is great, you know, that's bigger than happiness. Mm-hmm, and when he said that, I said, wow, amazing. I got to be like that, Randy Hongo.
Could you lead in a prayer now? Right today, someone is going, well, we got 3 minutes. Maybe you can take a minute. Just give a word of encouragement to someone right now who is depressed, someone who is struggling in their situation.
Yes, I can
and
do
then
that.
We'll pray.
Yeah. Yes, for you who are depressed, talk to God. He's with you. He's listening. And it doesn't matter whether it's not like somebody else's prayer. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear you. And he knows your heart. He'll come to you if you're sincere. See, we'd never know whether a person is sincere or not. But God knows because he's there with you. And he's listening. So my advice to you is just talk to him. He's there and he loves you, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, because he is there.
Ed, pray.
Father, thank you for this time together. I did not know what to expect, but Suzanne said, you know, Danny will make all the comments as you go along, and he has. It's been an encouragement. It hasn't been hard. I was kind of apprehensive in coming. So when I got Suzanne's email saying it's going to be for an hour, I said, what? Yeah. An hour. She said only like 4 or 5 questions. Not so. But I'm glad I was able to share. And if this program can be a blessing to you, and I can be, it could help you in your Christian walk, that'd be great, because that's what it's all about. We're all in this together, and I'm going to meet you in heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to know who you are now, but I will later on.
And our Father, we do pray with Ed, and pray that you would give comfort and strength to our dear brother and sister right now, our friend, who is in a point where they can't even speak for themselves. They don't know what to say. Things don't make sense. And their hearts are sad. There's a feeling of weakness and a feeling of hopelessness. And sometimes words cannot even express, but you know all things. Mm. And so we thank you for this time. We thank you for this time with Ed Hamada. We thank you for your tender hand, your care that is there to embrace and uphold and hold steady our dear loved one right now who listens and shares in this time with us, with our program, and to let them know, oh God, that not only are we with them, but ultimately you're with them. You're with them always.
All the time.
So we commit these things to you now, and we commit them into your hands in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope, dear friend, that you were indeed moved, as we have, touched, really, by Ed Hamada. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. I know Ed would love to see that happen. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, watch that video that I've put together for you. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support, if you'd like to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And thank you in advance. Matthew 6:19, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Ed Hamada. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you, with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.